Welcome back, everybody. You're under center on NBC Sports Radio and the mobile app. The phone lines are open, 855-323-4NBC. A lot of attention right now in college football as we get down the home stretch and we turn our attention to the Pac-12. Colorado at 8-2 right now is number one in the Pac-12 South, and joining us is the head coach, Mike McIntyre. Coach, we appreciate a couple of minutes. First of all, I was looking at some numbers earlier this week. You guys were 2-25 against Pac-12 teams your first three seasons. What gives? I mean, how did you get this thing turned around so quickly?
Thanks for reminding me of that. I've put that out of my mind. These young men just kept working. Our coaching staff kept working. We put our three P's together, persistence, passion, and prayer, and just keep fighting and keep walking. And that's what they've done. Our guys have gotten bigger, stronger. We've got really good football players that we've kind of just meshed together as a whole team, and it's been exciting to watch, and they truly believe they can win every game now. And we had to kind of crawl and then start walking and then start running a little bit. Now we're sprinting, and it's fun.
Yeah, we hear this all the time when coaches take over programs that they need, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years to get their own guys in there. You talked about your players becoming bigger, faster, stronger. How important is it in terms of, you know, just the recruiting lifeblood of a program to get it turned around?
Oh, it's extremely important. The recruiting is your lifeblood, and we've recruited well. We were just so far behind everybody else, and it took us a while to catch up. I always like to say the first few years here, everybody else was a good 10 miles ahead of us driving 80 miles an hour. We need to drive 120 miles an hour in the HOV lane and catch them. So we've caught up, and now we've passed a few of them.
Yeah, we're talking with Mike McIntyre, the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. You're under center, 855-323-4NBC. They'll face off against Washington State this week, and we'll get to that in a minute. Mike, I also read that most recently you've lost your father, but your father was a lifetime football coach, and much like you, he took programs that were down and out and rebuilt them. What lessons did you learn from your father?
I learned we're both a little crazy, and we like to challenge. And what I learned from my father was, if you believe it, you could achieve it. And his work ethic and his caring for people, everybody he ever met, he truly cared about. And he really wanted to develop young men. He felt if he developed young men into better people, they would even be better players. And that's mm-hmm. how he did it. And he just always had a positive attitude and kept working at it and kept believing and kept instilling in people. And if people know you believe in them, they can achieve a lot of things. And that's a great, great attribute to have. And that's what I learned from my dad.
Mm. And one of the interesting things about your football program is that you've won with two different quarterbacks. Explain that to me, because oftentimes, you know the old saying, if you've got two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback, but apparently that's not the case in Colorado.
Well, you were a heck of a quarterback. You know how it is. I mean, as a coach, you'd like to have three or four that can win every game, mm-hmm. and it's hard to usually keep those guys around. But, yes, we definitely have two quarterbacks that we feel like can win Pac-12 games. Sefo's our starter. He's been our starter for 3.5 years now. He's our team captain, third-year team captain. Steven Montez came in when he got hurt. What really helped Steven accelerate is this past spring, Sefo was not able to go. He had a broke Lisfranc, and we didn't even know if he'd be able to play this year. So all spring, Montez got basically all the reps, and then in fall camp, we were going back and forth with both of them. So that helped Montez's maturation process speed up, and that's also a reason he was ready to roll too, and he's a good player.
Yeah, you mentioned Montez. I read a story where one of my former Arizona State teammates, Jim Jeffcoat, who was on your staff, actually found
awesome.
Montez
out in El Paso. One of the most awesome guys, Jim.
Yeah, he is. And I read that story, and I guess he was out there looking at some other kids and apparently heard about this kid. He said he was throwing bullets and 40-mile-an-hour dust storms out there.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Jim called me at 11 o'clock at night and goes, I found one. And I thought he was talking to D. Lyman, because he's a D. Lyman. He goes, I found a quarterback. I go, where? He goes, El Paso. I said, in El Paso, I haven't heard of anybody down there yet. He goes, I'm telling you, Mike, there's one. You need to see Coach Lindgren down here. So we sent Coach Lindgren down the next week after Jim had seen him. And sure enough, and then so Jim and Coach Lindgren ate a lot of Mexican food over the next, and they found every great restaurant. So it was good, and the story's history now. But Steven Montez is a great player that Jim found.
Yeah, we're talking with Mike McIntyre, who's the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. They'll take on Washington State this weekend. You're under center, 855-323-4NBC. There's so much attention, Coach, on this College Football Selection Committee poll that's released now this time of year every year. You guys come in the most recent poll at number 10 with an 8-2 record. And I'm sure coaches probably have a different viewpoint of where their teams are and how this whole process goes. I'd be interested in your perspective on that.
Well, you know, I don't ever watch that show. I hear about it because I know if we just keep taking care of our business, we'll be in good shape. Our goal at the beginning of the year was to win the Pac-12 championship, and we've got a chance to do that. And if we do that, then I think we'll have an opportunity to be in a phenomenal bowl game or be in that playoff. And so if we win this one and win the next one and win the Pac-12 championship game, I think we'll have a chance. So that's our goal.
Yeah, when you look at the Pac-12, and there seems to be so much bias to the Big Ten and the SEC. Of course, I'm a guy that played back then in the Pac-10, and now it's the Pac-12. There are differences in terms of the style of play. That seems to me that more often than not, the Pac-12 teams are more open. I know you run a very high-paced offense puts pressure on the defense a little bit. Is that probably the best way to describe the difference in the conferences?
I think it is. I think it's a good description. And, you know, we have a tremendous amount of skilled athletes here that I think are excellent. You know, the other thing is we, you know, compared to a couple of the leagues, we play 9 league games, and that makes it really tough. So when you come to our gauntlet, and then we play a championship game on top of that. So I think whoever wins our Pac-12 championship should be in the Final Four. I believe that with all my heart because of the schedule we play and how we compete against each other.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned the fact that you take on Washington State. Mike Leach is another guy that likes to spread it out and throw it all over the place. He's been an interesting guy to cover over the years. You never know quite what he's going to say, but generally speaking, he always puts a competitive football team out on the football field.
Yes, he does. He does a heck of a job, and he's got another good one this year, and his quarterback, Luke Falk, runs his offense to a tee and can make all the throws. It's pretty special watching him on film. Hope he doesn't look that good in person.
Mike, when you get ready for a team like Washington State, what's the first thing that jumps off the screen? I mean, what's the most important thing for your football team this weekend?
To understand that you have to keep playing all 4 quarters. They're so explosive on offense, and you just can't blink. You just got to keep playing. And, they're going to make some plays and against us on our defense, but our defense has got to make tackles and in open space. And then offensively, we've got to move the ball. And it's one of those games where you just can't ever relax. And you say that in every game, but this is one of those games that is truly like that. You have the Pac-12 South leader coming playing and the Pac-12 North leader coming in. It doesn't get much better than that for us, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Well, again, we appreciate a couple of minutes. I can remember taking a recruiting trip up there to Boulder, Colorado, one of the most beautiful campuses I've ever seen in my life. I can't imagine how you can't get most of your recruits to agree to go there.
Yeah, it is absolutely breathtaking. It's been voted the number one college town in America and the number one most beautiful campus many times. Mm-hmm. And it even looks better now that we've built this $156 million football complex right on the stadium. So it's pretty special.
Well, Mike, we appreciate a couple of minutes on this Friday evening. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck this weekend against Washington State.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
That was Colorado head coach Mike McIntyre joining us here on Under Center, and what a terrific guy. And it's a terrific story. When I went back and I read that story about he and his father, who, by the way, for years and years struggled with MS before he finally passed away, and listened, or I shouldn't say listened, but actually read the accounts of him taking over college programs across this country that, you know, at best might have had 2 wins in a single season and turning them around to make them respectable college programs. And I think Mike has done a terrific job, learned a lot from his father. And I'll tell you what, to go 2-25 against Pac-12 teams the first 3 seasons and be 8-2 right now at number 10 in the country says a lot about what he's done up there in Boulder, Colorado.